Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Anakin Simpwalker. He didn't give me a topic. So what I'll be doing is covering a post from goingyourownway.com called "The Future of Toxic Masculinity is Today's Russia." And here's what someone named Greater Freak has to say, and I quote, "I heard about a social phenomenon happening in Russia and other former Soviet states, Lithuania, Belarus, Estonia, etc. In short, college campuses have far too few men and are realizing how valuable they are. Now it's men in college campuses that have the dating advantage over the girls, because they are scarce. What kind of society will our daughters live in if boys are systematically kept out of higher education and even top-tier jobs? Just visit Russia and you'll get an idea. After World War II, there were too little men, since so many died in the front. And after that, Stalin killed even more people among his fellow citizens during his purges. That left a shortage of men that forced women into hard physical jobs. And the newborn males were not enough to balance the population, even after many decades. As a result, Russian men had lots of women to choose from, and they have acted cocky since then. Ask any Russian woman about this, as I have, and she will tell you about how bad their men are. Badly spoken, bad-mannered, alcoholics, even violent. They can get away with bad behaviors because women have to compete really hard to get a man, any man. Even a fat, ugly Russian dude can get a very good-looking girl without much hassle. That's why Russian women are so open to meeting foreign men. Scarcity of men in their own land. Russian women are uber feminine because their beauty is their best passport out of a life of loneliness and hard work. The less beautiful ones have to show other qualities that are desirable for men. Willingness to be a caring mother, good housekeeping skills, and good cooking abilities. So the real toxic men don't live in America or Europe. They live all over the world. And when there are not enough men around, as it happens in Russia, women will have to take whatever they can get, toxic or not." Unquote. So with that being said, thank you Simpwalker for the donation. Greater Freak is also right that when there aren't enough men to go around for women, the women are the ones that have to compete for us. Right now there are more than enough males, and the scarcity in males after the Second World War in China, Russia, Japan, Eastern Europe, and Germany worked itself out of the system back in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, and early 80s. Notice this is probably the most prosperous and peaceful time in human history, because there is more than enough gash to go around. It's almost as if nature is creating a surplus of men to be killed off in wars anyways. 3-4% more males are born naturally, as if we're being told we are genetically disposable. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Developer. If you have an online business idea but don't have much money to start, then consider using the Red Pill Developer and his team. They'll work for free in exchange for a share of the booty. No, not this booty, but this one. You guys agree to a percentage ahead of time before teaming up. It's a marriage that might actually work. He can leverage his software, web, and app development skills for your business. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to give up your life to give some other man a wife clown world show. Greater Freak believes that the reason women are ultra-feminine in Russia and the men are mean fat slobs is because of the gender imbalance. But as I pointed out, that has been corrected a long time ago. Women just do what women did 30 to 40 years ago before to keep looking beautiful because it becomes a habit and socially acceptable. What will men think if their mothers put more effort into their appearance than their own girlfriends and wives? That's one of their cultural norms now, but it's been changing in the last 10 to 20 years. I saw such changes firsthand in Serbia with a woman that would cook and clean until she realized the traditional stuff she was expected to do, she no longer had to do it. Then she became a cokehead and started stealing money and getting fat. As for Russian and Eastern European women being super feminine, they are that way because they have to compete for the very few scarce good males in their countries that have wealth and status and resources. Do you really believe that they want to marry an American and move to Boise, Idaho? Forget about it. But the income inequality levels in places like Russia are some of the worst in the world. So to snag a high-paying man, you have to be one of the hottest women in that Russian world. As for the title of this video, it's kind of counterintuitive. War is good for the men that make it to the other side of that conflict without being taken away in one of those gift-shaped coffins from Squid Game. Plus, war takes care of many of the stupid men. There was a guy that used to sponsor my channel and he had me review his books, and I spoke to him behind the scenes about his time in Vietnam. He told me that the dumb patriotic brutes got mowed down in the vanguard, while himself and many of the smart soldiers kept their heads down because being a coward meant you got to live, and being a hero meant you got to die. Greater Freak also makes a great point about how being one of the 30% of college students that's male these days means you're more likely to get a romantic partner in college. I never considered this fact before. But what many self-help gurus are telling guys these days is to go out and get a trades job. What they aren't telling them is that while they go out and make good money at such jobs, women are not interested in them romantically, as they would if they had a degree. So you might have a six-figure carpenter or electrician job, and in the end, you end up an incel dating your right hand because of it. Then again, maybe the whole Me Too movement has kiboshed a lot of the so-called hooking up on campus. I've heard from tons of guys that avoid dating their female schoolmates because of that. As for war, when men outnumber women in society, you get a rise in feminism, and women treat men poorly. But when you kill off a huge percentage of the male population, you end up with a lot of widows, and the state has to support them. Sure, many of those women will be put to work in the fields, but they'll try and make themselves look as sexually appealing as possible, so they don't have to, so they can get a man. Serbia lost a massive chunk of its young population in World War I, and there were widows and unmarried women everywhere, and they had zero chances of finding a man. The place had a population just over 3 million in 1914, and by 1918, 400,000 men were gone. That was roughly 30% of the male population. It's almost as if when you want to control women's bad behavior, you have to call the males to control the cooches. The remaining men that survived the war get a wife and possibly a mistress on the side. So you might see how throughout history, male rulers would actually want to lose some of the male population to increase their own sexual options. But ironically, it's the other way around, and it's the female rulers that send more men to die off in war. I guess because they're queens, they were already done finding a man to have fun with. But instead, when they get their countries into a major conflict, they're condemning their own female subjects to spinsterdom and widowdom. Maybe when Hillary Clinton said that war was worse for women, maybe subconsciously she knew that the more scarce men were in a society, the less options women have. Of course, we all know that consciously, she was trying to make women look like the victims, even when men die in war and are the victims of badly conceived foreign policy. But we all know that when the women outnumber the men, then you tend to get a rise in go-make-me-sandwich culture. And the patriarchy is tolerated unless a woman wants to welcome a barrel of cats into her life. Imagine a world with no-fault divorce back during the Second World War times in Russia. After the war was over, the wives would have to be on their best behavior, otherwise they might risk losing their man-panion and emotional tampon ticket. The downside of there being too few men is the rise in narcissism in men. That's something I've been thinking about recently. In traditional states, the men get lazy because they have the choice of too many women, and it bodes poorly for the economic prospects of such a society. But societies where there aren't enough women are the ones where men have to compete with one another for female attention and sex. This boosts productivity of that society, but only to a point. Once it becomes apparently clear that many guys will be incels for life, they just stop trying to get ahead in life and turn into a herbivore man that basically works basic jobs to survive, especially like we're seeing in Japan, or like the lying flat guys in China, that just try to do barely enough to survive. Traditionalism appears to be all about male scarcity, and gynocentric feminism seems to be about male abundance. Women tend to be increasingly narcissistic on the whole when they know there are men lining up outside to get inside their holes, no matter how poorly they treat them. But societies with more men are more prosperous because men have to compete for women with our productivity and wealth creation. Societies with a surplus of women are ones where social spending is greater because women tend to be the net users of tax services instead of being net taxpayers. So the extra productivity of a larger male population is completely consumed by government spending on women and becomes deficit spending. It kind of makes you wonder if when the Romans had their Ides of March campaigns, they did it in order to make sure that they went to war with other groups to limit their male population size. Their men also had to endure bad times all the time, and this made them strong through constant warfare. But eventually they conquered everywhere around them, and without their expansionary energy and resources to loot from other groups, the number of men overgrew and their version of feminism eventually showed up. I'm just speculating here. If that's true, then an abundance of females, thanks to many male deaths in war, make men narcissistic, because they have too many options, and too many men make women narcissistic feminists. I believe there has to be a way to balance this out so that neither sex is too narcissistic. That would mean we as a species would have to control how many males versus females are born to keep either sex from having the advantage in a world where we don't really have major conflicts anymore. If we don't do something like that, then eventually women take control of our society and the whole thing eventually crumbles. Having wars is not the solution. and letting women outnumber us and outvote us is also not the answer either. Demographics or destiny? The way I would solve this would be to give men lover bots, because then that would make males scarce again for women. But the trick is not to make the men so cocky, no pun intended, that they treat women poorly once the mass of society is red-pilled. I would encourage men to keep their humility instead of becoming narcissistic and try to punish women for never telling them about their trickery. If and when some sort of balance happens, which has never happened before in history, then we would actually be able to teach everyone that this constant shift between too many women in patriarchy and too many men in feminism is the real problem. That the most ideal times in history happen when there's a momentary balance between the sexes with regards to population, but that it never lasts very long, and the population is either expanding or contracting. That an equilibrium in population would be our best chance for true equality. I'm thinking it would be reached with slightly more women than men in that population. But to get humanity to agree to these terms, even though both men and women are looking for the upper hand, is the tricky part. Plus, the elites want perpetual economic growth, and that either means an expanding fertility rate, and if that doesn't happen, then more immigration. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Anakin Simpwalker for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that women prefer a man in uniform, and if he doesn't come back from battle, then he's usually easily replaced. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the societies where there's scarcity in either males or females away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.